A top political opposition leader in Venezuela is under house arrest. Carlos Fernandez, head of the country's largest business federation, is an outspoken opponent of President Hugo Chavez. Many Venezuelans say Fernandez is a political prisoner. Police are searching for another opposition figure, union leader Carlos Ortega. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Fernandez was arrested in a chaotic scene at a Caracas restaurant last Wednesday, and it was only on Thursday morning that the authorities revealed that Fernandez was being charged with treason, a crime punishable by up to 26 years in prison. Albis Munoz, vice president of Fernandez's business federation, accused the government of behaving like a dictatorship.
La detención de Carlos Fernandez es un ataque terrorista a la libertad.
The detention of Carlos Fernandez is a terrorist attack against liberty, Munoz said. President Chavez, on the other hand, welcomed the arrest. In a gloating speech, he said that when he received the news, he celebrated with a papaya dessert before bedtime.
No tengo la menor duda. Es más, un terrorista, chico.
I haven't the slightest doubt that Fernandez is one more terrorist. He is a terrorist.
Chavez says Fernandez deserves to be punished for the massive national strike that he led in December and January. The strike was intended to push Chavez out of office, but instead it crippled the economy, costing Venezuela approximately $4 billion in lost oil revenue. Chavez says the economic damage was criminal.
No puede haber impunidad en torno a delitos que configuran.
There cannot be impunity for crimes that represent a great risk for the republic, for crimes that are potentially explosive for the peace of the republic.
The president spent his weekly TV show talking about the human cost of the two-month-long strike and reading the parts of the penal code that he thinks should apply to Fernandez. Still, Chavez insists that he didn't order the arrest. He says the justice system is independent, something he says was proved by a court's decision on Saturday night to dismiss the treason charge against Fernandez, while still allowing charges of criminal incitement and rebellion. Many Venezuelans are ambivalent about the arrest. Some worry about the prospect of political repression, but others agree with Chavez that the strike hurt the country. That's especially apparent here on Francia Plaza, where over 100 anti-Chavez military officers have been camped out for months in what they call civil disobedience. Thousands of people used to crowd the plaza to support the officers and protect them, but these days there are barely 100 supporters on a good night. Navy Rear Admiral Daniel Comiso says he and his fellow anti-Chavez protesters are bracing themselves. We're constantly receiving information that we're about to be attacked, Comiso says. Just last night, there was a persistent rumor that three buses were on their way, full of people coming to get us. The fears have some basis in reality. A week ago, three of the anti-Chavez soldiers from this plaza were found murdered, their bodies showing signs of torture. And this past weekend, officers of the Metropolitan Police were ambushed by heavily armed men just about a mile from here. One policeman was killed. The Metropolitan Police are generally seen as anti-Chavez, and the chief suspects are a group of armed Chavez loyalists who've been camped out near the National Oil Company building. As this sort of politically motivated gunplay becomes more common, many anti-Chavez activists have more immediate worries than the possibility of facing trial for treason. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.